Beit Yerushalmi corresponding to Beit Sebavli Daf Chaf Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the first Mishnah. Beishama Aimim Leyachim Adam Chamin of Aglav, Elem Kain Hoyu Uyim Lishtia of Veselim Maturin. Beishama said that a person may not heat up water to wash his feet unless the water is drinkable, Beisilo permitted. Va'if Madura Mishamim Kelegdo, all agree that a person may make a bonfire and warm himself near it. The Gemara says, Patala, train, patrin, abdaitin to Beishamai, v'hushashasa mehen. There are two explanations of the Mishnah. According to Beishamai, he needs to actually drink the water. Abdaitin to Beishilo, v'hen shiyuhu, v'uyin lishtir. And according to Beishilo, it must merely be drinkable. V'ayif medur mischam kenegda. The Mishnah taught that all agree that a person may make a bonfire and warm himself near it. Tiba akol v'hushi kumkum keneged hamadur. All agree that he must have a kettle positioned near the bonfire, so that the fire is considered to have been made for the purpose of heating that water to drink. Patola, pata achron, adatoin, adatoin de beishamai, vuhushe hi kumkum, keneget hamadura, adatoin de beishilel, afila in kumkum keneget hamadura. There's another explanation. According to beishamai, he must have a kettle positioned near the bonfire. According to beishilel, it's permitted even without a kettle. Chamin shiruchmu beyomtuf, vechein chamin shiruchmu be'er Shabbos le Shabbos, Rav Shmuel. Water that was heated on Yom Tov or water that was heated on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos is a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Chad omer malchitz bahen panav yadav aglov, v'chorona omer malchitz bahen gufoy evoim evoim. One says that he may wash with it his face, his hands, and his feet. The other says he may wash his body limb by limb. V'le'adon manam adar manam adar, but we don't know who said each statement. V'madetani Shmuel malchitz bahen panav yadav aglov. From the fact that Shmuel taught that a person may wash his face, his hands, and his face with them, this shows that Rav says a person may wash his body limb by limb. Chad philosophis, shal levar kapora, avleit, shal levi, sisa, mutlishtoifa, asalichoitz. A philosopher asked bar kapora, and abalet asked levi, sarisa, why is it permitted to drink water heated on Yom Tov but prohibited to wash with it? Amalei intura sarith mischabik im ishtecha shema eina ralach. Ba'akapora or Levi answered, if you will see a sterile man hugging your wife, will it anger you? Amalei in, he said, yes. Amalei umechihu la klum, is the correct answer. Ba'akapora or Levi answered, but does he lessen your wife in your eyes? If she's adulterous with him, a child will not be born of it. Amalei shalotis parates. The philosopher Abalet answered, she should not behave immodestly. Amalei bahacha Shaloi Yispaltsu. Ba'akapora or Levi answered, here also they prohibited using it for washing, lest people become used to heating up without any reason. This does not apply to water for drinking, as it's only done in small quantities. Ken sheyatza amru lo tamidav, Rebbe leze dechisa bekane lanuma at meshiv. When he left, his student said to him, Ba'akapora or Levi, Rebbe, you pushed him away with a stick, but what do you answer us? Amalehen, ba'alei kvanema, acha sheyechalechon nefesh, hu levado yeselachem. He said to them, that the Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis Pasuk Tes Zayin, except you may make for yourself that which every person eats. One may therefore only heat water for drinking, but not for washing. We come now to the next Mishnah. Shloisha Drorim, Rabban Gamliel, Machmir Kedivrei Beishamai. There are three cases where Rabban Gamliel is stringent like Beishamai. Ein Tonus Achamim B'yomtuf L'Shabbos, Vein Zekrinus Menorah B'yomtuf, Vein Oifin Pitan Gritzos Ela Rekikin. One may not insulate hot water on Yom Tov for Shabbos. One may not reassemble a metal candelabra that fell as it involved the melacha of construction. One may only bake thin loaves, not thick loaves, on Yom Tov. Amar Gamliel, Mi'ameim shall base Abba lehayu oifim pitam gritzos elo akikin. Gamliel said, in my father's house, they only ever baked thin loaves, not thick ones. Omulay ma'anase leveis avicha shiyu machmirim la'atzman mekinim al kol yisol lehayu oifim pitam gritzos v'chori. They replied, what can be done for you with your father's house? They were stringent for themselves and lenient for all of Yisrael to bake thick loaves and chari, as we'll see. The Gemara says, Abba ba Rav Chuna Amar, Hadad Teima b'shalei asalei eruvei tafshilin, Avin asalei eruvei tafshilin, muta. The Gemara says, Abba ba Rav Chuna comments that this dispute of insulating on Yom Tov for Shabbos applies when there was no eruv tafshilin made. If it was made, all agree that it's permitted. Ma ben tavshil ma ben chamin, what's the difference between hot water and hot food? The Mishnah implies that even a Beishamai permitted insulating hot food. Tavshil daokoi lechol mimenu, chamin en daokoi lishtoif mehen. It's normal, the answer is, it's normal to eat from a hot food on Erev Shabbos, so it's as if he has cooked it for Yom Tov. It's not normal to drink from the hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah taught that on Yom Tov one may not reassemble a metal candelabra that fell. This refers to a candelabra made of pieces, but one may stand up a fallen candelabra made of one piece. The students of Rabbi Yossi were also stringent like Rabbi Gamliel. They were once sitting and a candelabra of parts fell down in front of them. Each student excused himself and left as he didn't want to rule whether it was permitted to reassemble the candelabra. Ein oifin pitan gritzos lo akikin, the Mishnah taught that one may only bake thin loaves, not thick loaves, on Yom Tov. Mitorchat miagai afu ein oifin lasochoi. The reasoning is that since you are troubling him to make only thin loaves, which are hard to prepare, he will refrain from baking on Yom Tov for the weekday that follows and only bake that which is essential for Yom Tov. Rav Acha shama la min hador, ma chori ha'af ha'gadol hazeh. Rav Acha learned the meaning of chori from the following pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Chof Tes, pasuk Chof Gimel. What is this great anger? So the bread is great, meaning large. Rabbanon shama la min hador, v'nei shloshe sali chori al roshi. Rabbanon learned it from the following pasuk, and that's in Bereishis Perek Mem pasuk Tes Zayin. And behold, there were three baskets of chori on my head, and this shows that chori must be good quality bread.